The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, January 15, 2024. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the island scientists on the occasion of the Science Day in the country. Through his account on social X network, the head of state recognized the merits of Cuban science, which has earned a place of honor in society with its research and decisive results for the development of the country and the defeat of the blockade imposed by the United States. On that platform, the president of the National People's Power Assembly, Esteban Lasso, congratulated the island's scientific community, whose results are the pride of the homeland and a feat before the world. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also congratulated the nation's scientists and extended the congratulations to researchers in the field of international relations for their contribution to a better management of the revolution's foreign policy. The Cuban Palco Business Group is celebrating its 13th anniversary today, having made a huge effort to develop the national economy and tourism. According to a message published in the digital network Cuba Debate, during its 13th anniversary, the group has experienced constant and positive growth, which keeps in force and consolidates the prestige of more than four decades of its founding units. This January 15, the company has been in existence for 13 years, dedicated to providing integral solutions to the clients to guarantee integrity and excellence in each of the events it organizes, a sector in which they are leaders, having the largest and most flexible congress centers and fairgrounds in Cuba. Cuba's first deputy minister of communications, Wilfredo González, and India's Minister of State of Information Technology, Rajiv Shantariksar, reviewed the possibilities of advancing bilateral cooperation in that sector. González and Shantariksar exchanged experience on the digital transformation processes taking place in both nations, and in particular the opportunities on the island in the field of information technology, as well as in the training and capacity building. The representative of the communication sector of the Caribbean country informed Prensa Latina. Steps are being taken to sign a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Communications of Cuba and the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology of India to establish the main topics of cooperation between the two parties. A delegation of specialists from India were invited to participate in the 19th edition of the International Convention and Fair Informatica 2024, to be held from March 18 to 22 in Havana. Advances in biotechnology and the pharmaceutical industry in the qualitative improvement of vaccines and medicines for the treatment of several diseases are among the main results of Cuban Science Day. As every January 15 since 1960, the Caribbean island exhibits its most relevant results in the field of science, technology, and innovation during the previous year and in 2023, whose link to the pharmaceutical sector, sustainable agriculture, security, energy generation, territorial development, and climate change stood out. In this regard, it stood out the results of the clinical trials carried out with the anti-pneumococcal vaccine candidate in the pediatric population from 1 to 5 years of age to test how to protect family, children, and others with risk diseases and chronic conditions in the central province of Cienfuegos. Also distinguished are the benefits provided by the UVINSA, a molecule obtained by the scientists from the Center of Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology, which has one of the successful drugs against COVID-19. The Angola delegation to the 7th African Continental Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba left for South Africa and was seen off at the for the Javeiro International Airport by the ambassador of the Caribbean nation, Oscar León. The president of the Angolan League of Friendship with the Peoples, Elisa Salvador, the secretary general of the Angolan Cuba Friendship Association, Fernando Jaime, and the president of the International Forum of Youth with the embassies, Clinton Matias, make up the long group. At least 20 countries from the continent will take part in the event, which seeks to facilitate the exchange of ideas and initiatives to promote solidarity with the Caribbean country, particularly in the face of the intensification of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade by the United States. The meeting takes place every 2 years, and Angola hosted the event in September 2010. The government of Bolivia is promoting national and international efforts in various spheres with the goal of achieving the removal of the coca leaf from the United Nations list of narcotic drugs. Vice President David Joque Huanca declared that we are beginning to reveal the truth about the coca leaf. We must expose lies, false information, and oppose truth that entails misinformation about the coca leaf in the world. He also reported that the Bolivian government began to work with the urgent need to review and update the regulations of the Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. Choque Huanca described that in the light of the current scientific evidence, Bolivia took the initiative to activate a process to rescue a re-evaluation of the coca leaf as a narcotic in the current classification based on the critical examination by the World Health Organization. The front is formed by teachers, employees of the healthcare, energy, banking, and justice sectors, among others, and its objective is to strengthen unity and strategies in a scenario marked by an adjustment plan, an anti-protest protocol, and the reform or enumeration of the more than 300 laws. The front will participate in a mobilization called by the Association of State Workers to denounce the dismissals registered in recent weeks, as well as the salary and working conditions. The General Secretary of Association of State Workers, Rodolfo Aguiar, highlighted the need to continue adding and building strength because, according to him, this is the only thing that will allow us to face this stark adjustment that is being applied to workers, retirees, and other popular sectors. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.